No.
Ma'am, the lady is asking for 100,000 naira, and the family is also coming up with a list of something that is worth 40,000 naira. Is the brother going to deduct the 40,000 naira from the 100,000 that the lady is asking? We know the truth that the lady is asking 100,000 for herself. Eh? So this is what the family are adding to the 100,000 she's asking for. So it's not that we are going to deduct it from the 100,000 she's asking for. So what it means is that they are asking for 150,000. Hello. Okay. Now, a woman that the husband has not paid a mahar, is it permissible for the woman to deny the husband first? Yes, it is permissible because that is her right and she has not gotten her right. If she sees that the man is trying to dodge paying the mahar, then she can what? She can also deny him the right of having sex with her. Huh? This will not be the shoes on her part. But it's advisable that she doesn't do that. She is advisable. But if she does that, she's doing that for a reason. It's just like a woman, that a man is not taking care of her, not feeding her. And the man wants to sleep with her. So, as you have said before, that the woman can reject that. We will not say that the woman is sinful, because the man is also sinful for not feeding her. He's also sinful for not feeding her. Unless if the man doesn't have. So this would be a different thing. But the man does not want to do his duties. So the woman can also deny him rather the opportunity of having sex with her. Allah. Now, if a lady collects the perfume, for instance, or something that is perishable from a man, and later the marriage does not work out, what is she going to do? She will return something similar. The worth of that thing will be what she will return. Something similar or the worth of that thing. Allahu Alam. That is given the woman. No, that gift, the gift that a man gives to a woman is premised on something. You know, in Islam, it's not permissible for you to go back to your gift. But if your gift is what is premised on something, it is permissible for you to go back on it. No, we know the case of the man who gave the person of Allah from something, and he was expecting more from the Messenger of Allah. So when the Messenger of Allah gave him, he considered it to be too small. The Messenger of Allah gave him again. The man was not satisfied. He gave him again. He gave him about 3 camels. So the Messenger of Allah vowed that he would not collect give except from so and so tribe, so and so tribe, so and so tribe. Because of the way that Bedouin behaved. So it is permissible to give something, expecting something like that, or something more. It's permissible. Though it's not something that he encouraged, but it's permissible. And that's why we meant that, okay, somebody is doing maybe she's doing wedding or something like that. So go in and they give her. So when it is their turn, they are expecting something from her. If she doesn't do it, she's what? She's wrong. Because those who are giving you, they've given you because when it is their turn, they want you to also give them. So we will say it is haram for them, it is permissible. So because the gift is premised on something. So if that thing is not fulfilled, so they have the right to take back their gift. Though it's something that they not encouraged, wallahu a'lam. Now, when we say the best marriage is the simplest one, that is considering the mar and the life. The mar and the life. That is what one is considering. Simplest. But if it is what it is easy for the man to feed people and the life, he can feed as much as possible, as many people as possible. Yes, because the man is difficult for the man that wants to marry your daughter or what they are requesting. So it's not fair, it's not good. And that is what is happening today in the Arab world. That most of their ladies now, they are falling in things that are what? That are wrong. Things that are wrong. So imagine a lady trying to what? To seduce a man. So some of them will just go out without the knowledge of their father. Because their father has been preventing them from getting married. And this woman or this lady is interested in what? In man. And the father is putting down conditions that people will not be able to fulfill. So this has led some of these women to go and commit zina. Last year also someone was narrating a case to me that a lady said that, okay, the father must have sex with her. Because he's been delaying a nikah for long. And this is because of what the conditions that the father has what has placed. If you want to marry my daughter, you have to do this, you have to do this. And that's why you have to understand Islam. Some of the men today, when they got married to some of the mothers of their daughters, they didn't go through stress. But today somebody will be telling his daughter that you can't get married today until you have finished your master, until you have done this, until you have done this. Did the mother finish her master before you got married to the mother of that lady? So you can't do or you can't get married today until you have achieved so and so. So we have many cases of sisters who are very close that their father victimized them with respect to what? Getting married. Imagine somebody telling the daughter that, okay, before you can marry, you have to have your master. That's number one. Then you must have minimum of 300,000 in your account. So which means she must have started working. And maybe the lady was around 26 or so by that time. So and things like this will lead to having ladies over 30 that are not yet married because of the way the father, their parents are pressurizing them. So this is not Islam. Because Allah who created the women know when their body will be requesting for that. Allah created us. He created us the way He created us. He knew the reason why He created us that way. So, Khairun Nikah Aitharuhu is talking about the issue of mar more. With respect to Walima. So if you have the ability to feed 100,000 people, no harm. But spending extravagantly, this is also not part and parcel of it. And that's why scholars, they will warn against things like this. They warn against you spending in extravagance. That is with respect to the Walima. There are many fatwa of the Lajna Daima, Sheikh bin Baz, Ibn Uthaymeen, these as well as living in Saudi. But despite all this, you see the people, they will not listen to the scholars. They will still be doing things that what they feel they should do. So it's because of what people have money. But this is not for everybody. Not everybody has the money to do this type of thing. So خير النكاية أيفارو أتمنى والله صلى الله عليه وسلم أدد is something that is very very important. But if a lady requests for let's say 300,000, 200,000, if the man that she has requested from can afford that, so who say what? This is also wrong. No, this is not wrong. If the man can afford it, there is no harm in that. والله أعلم. Now the imam, an imam who is leading the salah and he has risen to the fifth rakah and his attention is called to that, but he did not listen to them. Maybe to him he considered that to be the fourth rakah. What should the followers do? Most scholars, like Sheikh Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, and from among the contemporary scholars, like Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, they have the opinion that the Ma'moom should stop following him. So they should do tashahud and make the plea. Because their salah is already complete. Their salah is already complete. So they should sit down, make tashahud and do the tasbeeh. That is, they will intend breaking away from him, because they must not pray five rakah. It is only four rakah they can pray. However, Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala has the opinion that they should follow him. The way the companions followed the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he rose for the fifth rakah. They followed him, so he said that they should also follow him. But the argument of the other scholars is that Wahyu as what? As such. So the companions who followed Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they followed him because they felt there has been what? A change in what? In the salah. So it was better they got to know that what? That there was no any change. Messenger of Allah made a mistake. So they argue that following the imam is like what? You are deliberately destroying your salah. But when we look at what Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala said, there is a point there. Because it is possible that the imam had left a pillar of the salah. Maybe he forgot, for instance, to recite Surah Al-Fatiha in one of the raka'at. And what? That is the pillar. So you don't know the reason why the imam is rising to watch a fifth raka. It may be for a reason that if you know, you will also follow him. So it is better for him to follow the imam. And if at the end of the day it is clear that what he made a mistake, so both of you, all of you will do what? Sujood al-sahwi. So Allahu a'lam. Now somebody who deliberately leaves sunnah or forgetfully. If he forgetfully leaves a sunnah of Salah, is it compulsory on him to do Sujood Sahwi? It's not compulsory on him to do Sujood Sahwi. But as some scholars have said, that it is good for him to do Sujood al-Sahwi. It is good for him to do Sujood al-Sahwi. But it's not compulsory to do Sujood al-Sahwi. Now, with respect to reciting aloud or reciting silently, for you to conclude that you have recited silently when you are supposed to recite aloud, or you have recited aloud where you are supposed to recite silently, it is when you conclude the whole rakah. Say for example, somebody who is reciting silently Surah Al-Fatiha. He has finished the recitation of Surah Al-Fatiha. He now remembers. He now starts what? Reciting aloud. There is no need for such a person to do sujudu sahwi. But if the oraka, he recites silently, where he's supposed to recite aloud, or he's allowed where supposed to recite silently, in a situation like this, it is mustahab for him to do sujudu sahwi. Wallahu a'lam. Somebody who has janaba and he forgets to take his ghusl. In a situation, in that situation, he observes Salatu Subhi, Salatu Ghusl, Salatu Asri, Salatu Maghrib, Salatu Isha. It is after Salatu Isha, he remembers that, he was having janaba before Subhi. What will he do? He will go and take his ghusl and pay back all the salawat. To keep up all the salawat that he has prayed instead of janaba. He may be doing them little by little, but he has to pay the whole salawat. Wallahu a'lam. Khulu. Anything given before Abdu is considered as part and parcel of what is given to the lady, only to the parents of the lady that have collected it. So they will have to return all those things. If those things have been presented before Abdu. But if it is after Abdu, so that is not part and parcel of it, unless if the man sees it to be what part and parcel of the act. Allah.
I want to
now it has to do with the decision of the man. If the man decides to be staying two days, it will be two days. One night. As for the day, the man can spend it anywhere. The night he will spend with the wife. So it now depends on maybe if there is something that is taking the man out of the town. So he will not count that as part of the night. Okay, maybe the man is traveling in the night of the sister A. So he won't count that as your own has gone. If he comes back, he will have to pay that night that he has missed. So he has to sleep in the house of the woman. And when we say night, we are considering most part of it. That is most of the night, not all the night. Because Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will also pay visit to each wife at the night. And he will pay visit to them. Then he will end up in the house of the one that is going to sleep there. So he will end up there. So most part of the night will be when the man will be with the owner of that night. So and it can decide whether it's going to be two days or one day or a week. It depends on how he has but once he has what concluded this is where I'm going to do it, so he should keep to it. He should not be doing anything of the betrayal. So Allah.
I need to say,
Now, can the mar be paid in installments? Yes, it can be paid in installments. There is nothing wrong with that. But what is important is that what you know you cannot bear, don't go into it. Some people, they are blinded, so to say, by law. A woman will now ask, for instance, that, okay, my man is going to be 1 million. Now, if you look at a woman asking for 1 million naira, she's also from a poor family. But yes, it is all right, she can ask. But a man that doesn't have this, shouldn't, because of the law, now start looking for what, where you get 1 million. Because 1 million is not the end of everything. When you get 1 million naira, what you will eat is another thing. So, and that's why a lot of marriages like this will collapse. Because it's not a marriage that is based on love. It's marriage that is based on material things. And it's based on deceit. So as you just said, that it is permissible for the lady to ask which amount, but it is also advisable that the man should not put himself in something that will bring him back. If he does that, he should not blame anybody except himself. So we have cases like that. May Allah assist us. Mar is the right of the lady. She can request for what she wants. So the father can only maybe appeal to her, not that the father will impose on her that she may take him. So it's not done. Yes, the father of the lady can appeal the husband. They can appeal. The parents can appeal the husband. So there is nothing wrong in it. There is nothing wrong. Now, Mithyar man is marriage. Now, there is something called Zawajib Mithyar. Mithyar would be a lady that is wealthy. She wants to be under somebody. And she's ready to overlook all the nafaqat of the man, the duties of the man. Maybe the man is supposed to feed her, clothe her, do all this. She will tell the man that I'm overlooking all this. Some may be coming to her, giving her her own share of the night. She may say, okay, anytime you can come to me. So this is what, giving up a right. Is this permissible? Some scholars said it's not permissible. But some scholars said there is nothing wrong. She's giving up a right. It's just like what powder did to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When she knew that she could not satisfy the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a woman who Jews, and she did not want the Messenger of Allah to divorce her, so she suggested to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that her own night should be given to Aisha, because she knew that the Messenger of Allah loved Aisha more than any other wife of his. So she's the one that suggested that her night should be given to Aisha radiallahu anha. And the Messenger of Allah welcomed that. He welcomed that. So what she did was a kind of compromise. So if a woman is compromising her right just because she wants to be under a man, she does not want to be alone, there is nothing wrong in this, according to the stronger opinion of Allah. نعم. As for being allowed, it is not allowed for a man to roll up his trousers while in Salah when he wants to pray. It's not allowed. But if he does it, does he ask Salah? Yes, he asks Salah. If he does it, he asks Salah. But he has done something that God, that is wrong. Because the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said he's prohibited or he's forbidden from praying in that situation. And akuffa tawban aw sha'ran. For me to roll off my garment or to pack my hair, something like that, or pack it while it's like, because I want to pray and not bring them together so that my hair will not touch the ground. This is a kind of what? Arrogance. So likewise, I don't want my garment to touch the ground, so I'm rolling it off. So this is also not okay. But if the person does it, he asks Allah, but he's also sinful for doing that. And that's why I said it's not allowed. But if he does it, he asks Allah. Allahu Akbar. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka. Now next week, inshallah, let us try to come early, because there is going to be a program at the Afia Mosque at Uili, and that is likely to maybe I'm likely to leave here around 11, so that I will join them at the venue. So anything we can do between 9 and 11, so may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. So let us try to come. So that because you have missed some classes, I don't want us to also miss others until maybe some other time. So we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefit us because we have learned. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi wa sallam.